Today's daf is daf Zion. So let's take in the bottom of Vav and Beis. The Gemara had presented a scenario that they had a mavoi akum, some type of a curved turn mavoi, and they're relying on the chumra of Rav and the chumra of Shmuel, which we'll elaborate a little bit later. But the Gemara says, how is that possible? Isn't that considered passing two different chumras, and that's a stira? And there's a whole klal that if a person's going to pass like Beis Hillel, he should be like Beis Hillel the whole time. If he's at Beis Shammai, he should be like Beis Shammai through and through. But to start picking and choosing, that's not how we pass in Shilas. It should never be all chumras of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai or all kulas of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. There should be a consistency. Pick a rav and go with that rav with everything. And the Gemara now in the bottom of Vav and Beis points out three lines up. It says Hagufa Kasha. This presentation, the Braisa above, had a kasha because Amris liolam halacha kebeis Hillel first said we always pass like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai in a Mishnah. We don't always ignore the position of Beis Shammai. However, Hadar Amris, then the Braisa goes on to say further, Hirot salasos kedivre Beis Shammai also, but if you want to choose like the opinion of Beis Shammai, that's allowed. So how could you choose that way? If the psak is a certain way, you don't have the option to pick like a different posik. And the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Kan kodem baskol, kan lacher baskol. There's a baskol, the Gemara is going to tell us in a week from today, that came out, we passed like Beis Hillel across the board. So this price was prior to that baskol. Prior to that baskol, it was still a possibility to choose who you want to pass like, who your Rebbe is. But it was only after the baskol came out that we're not allowed to pass in like Beis Shammai anymore. So this Braisa was prior to that baskol. Alternatively, Ibai Seima, Habha Lacher Baskol. Both of these instances are after the baskol, which means what? Rabbi Yeshua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds the Lo Mashkech Bebaskol, we don't pay attention to a baskol. So even after the baskol came out to announce that we passing like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, we could completely ignore that baskol. We say Lo B'Shemayim, it's not in Shemayim, it's up to the Rabbanim down here. And since it was a baskol from above, we ignore it, and we still have the option of choosing like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. And yet a third answer, the Gemara says, V'Ibai Seima Hachi Kama. Really, what it's saying is as follows. Kolhecha de mishkachas trei tanai, de trei amarai, de pligi adade, ki ein machlokes beis hilo beis shame beis hilo, lo leavet ki kuli demar, vichi kuli demar. Below kichumri demar, vichichumri demar. What it's saying here is, legabi beis hilo beis shamei, that we already know, we always pass like beis hilo. Beis shamei in a mishra, he's really off the radar. But if there's another machlokes between Rav Abaye, whoever they might, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if it's a similar machlokes to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, which simply means there's a machlokes. But again, Beis Hillel, we always pound like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. But if it's another machlokes, such as a machlokes, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, so you shouldn't choose the kulas of both opinions or the chumras of both opinions. Rather, Ela O, ki kula demar u ki chumr de'avid. You have to do like the kulas and the chumras of that school that you passing, that Rebbe you passing like, O ki kula demar u ki chumr de'avid. Or you have to do like the kula and the chumras of the other posik. You need to be consistent. That's what we come out from all of this. But you have to be consistent with which posik you go with. So the Gemara says, after navigating through that whole discussion of choosing and picking and choosing Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, in the end of the day, mikol makom kasha, there is a contradiction because, again, the Gemara in the Bam of Vav and Beis says, when we dealt with this particular mavoi, we'll go through the details again shortly, we paskin like a chumra of Rav and a chumra of Shmuel. How are you able to choose the chumra of two different poskim who argue at each other? Isn't that a contradiction? So the Gemara is going to explain what the chumras are in just a moment, but let's just go through. The Gemara says, no. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, kule kirav avdu, really? They're all passing like the position of Rav, and yet still what? So why is that allowed? Kule kirav avduha, damar rav huna amar rav halacha, v'ein morin king. It is the halacha, but we just don't, we don't announce the halachas like that. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is really the halacha is kitana kama. V'ein morin kein ela kichananya debayd lasas. We had the discussion. What the whole conversation is talking about, do you need doors or do you not need doors for that mavoi? So really the halacha is you don't need doors, but there are certain things we try to keep out of the base magic. Should we let them? We say, you know what? You really don't need doors, but we don't want to make that public. So we'll let the rabbin build a door, like the chumra, and we'll ignore it. But really, the etzim truth is, we don't really require doors, and it will be consistent, the opinion of Rav. It was just simply a chumra. Let's just go through the chumras again. I thought the Gemara was going to readdress it. It doesn't. So let's explain what the situation is so we know what we're actually talking about here. So the Gemara had said before, just backtracking for a moment, the mavoi akum davi bin naharda. You had this kind of curved Mavoy and Arda. So the Gemara says we did the chumras of both Rav and Shmuel. What were the chumras of Rav and Shmuel? So the Gemara explains that you needed the doors. That's one chumra, and also that's the chumra of Shmuel. And then the fact that that which is a mavoy akum is considered a kimefulash. That's like the position of Rav. Right, machlokes, if it's curved, Shmuel says, that's not a mavim foolish, you don't really need much. Now Rav says, we view it as considered completely clear, that's mefoolish. But once it's mefoolish, so we're passing like the chumra of Shmuel then, who requires, of Shmuel, who requires you to put on doors. But Rav doesn't require doors. Rav says, it's mefoolish, but you don't need doors. Shmuel says, it's not mefoolish, but if it were to be mefoolish, you would require doors. So requiring, again, a chumra of Rav and Shmuel. One is that we view it as mefoolish, and number two, that you require doors. So Gemara says, the reality is, really, you don't need doors. It's really like Rav, that's considered mefoolish. And it's also Rav that you don't require doors either. But we didn't want to make that public, so we let the Rabbim take on the Chumra of Shmuel as well, of requiring doors. But that's not really an inconsistency. So then the Gemara says, Ula Rav Ada bar Abba Amar Rav Damar Halacha Umorin Kain. But Rav Ada holds, we actually do pass like Rav, and we encourage people to pass like Rav, that you don't require doors. So what's the din here? Michael, how are you going to explain the chumra of requiring a door here? Is this Rav or is this Shmuel? So Amar Rav Shizvi, Kilov Dinan Kachumri Debetrei, when do you not pass like two different chumras of two different poskim? It's only Hecha Disasre Ahadade, when there's a contradiction, when you're doing two different chumras which contradict each other. What's an example? So the Gemara says, Kigon Shidra Vigulgolis. When it comes to a Shidra, the spine, when it comes to the skull of a mace, the Mishnah tells us, Shidra Vigulgolis Shechasu, if it's Shidra, the spine or the skull is missing a significant part of the bone, so then it's not Metame Mace anymore, but Ohel anymore. The Kamech Chisaron B'Shidra, how much of the spine has to be missing for no longer to be considered Tumas Ohel? Beishami Omim Shtei Chulios, if there are two vertebrae missing, Beisil Omim Chulia Achas, even one would be enough to be considered Chaser, that's not Metame B'Ohel. Ubil Gulgolas, when it comes to the skull, how much? Beishami Omim Kimali Makadeach, a certain size how do they define a Makadeach here? It's like it's something like a clea, they make holes in the size of a cellar or something. And Beisil Omrim Kadeshi Natil Minachai Viomas, the amount if one were to remove that amount of the skull, a person alive would be dead. So that's the Machlokes Beisil Beishamar. And then comes along Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'chein Le'inyan Trefa. The same is true of a Trefa. What renders an animal Trefa is how much of that spine or how much of that skull is missing would render the animal Trefa. So that's the machlokes. Machlokes by Tumas Oel is the same exact machlokes by Trefa. Now listen to the stira though. If we read through Rashi together, Rashi says, Kigon Shidra Vigulgolas, Shel Meis, De Flugobo, they argue by the Tumas Meis, De Lebe Shamei Lo Havi Chisaron Ella Bebeis Chulios, only if it's missing two of the vertebrae, would it be considered no longer Tumas Oel. Vim Chisra, if it's missing Chulia Achas, only one, Adai Metame Ba'ol, the body is still considered a full body, a Meis, and Metame Ba'ol. But Gabe Trefa, so even though a base Shammai says one missing Chulia is still considered Tumas Oel, by Trefa, Nami lo havi chisar mikshera, it would be Kasher. V'havi taimid be Shammai chumrila gabe meis. It's a chumrila gabe meis that's still Metame meis, even though it's only missing one. But it's a kula, the gabe Trefa, is because you could eat the animal, even though it's only missing one, it's still mutter. So again, what's a chumrila for base Hillel, be Shammai, if it's missing just one Chulia? It's a chumrah because it still is going to generate tumas ohel with missing one, but it's a kula because you could still eat such an animal if it were to be missing a one vertebrae. It's still mutter. So it's a chumrah and a kula for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Damri chisarn hu have a chumrah legave trefa. If it's missing just one chulia, so that's a trefa already. That's a chumrah. You can't eat it. It's also to eat the animal if it's a trefa. And legabe tumas ohel, when it's missing just one, it's actually a kula because it won't be metame anymore. So Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is they're consistent, and one area would be considered a kula, one area would be considered a chumra. So now the Gemara says, Rashi rather says, Uman David b'treifa k'Beis Hillel u'k'Beis Shammai b'meis haviksil. If you choose to pass like Beis Hillel by Trefa, so now you're being Machmir, and if you're passing Beis Shammai by Tumas Meis, you need two vertebrae, you're being Machmir by Tumas Meis as well. You're choosing Chumras of both, and that's a Ksil, that's a guy who's foolish. Dasasin ovda ahadadi, because these are contradicting each other. You can't say the gabe one halacha, one chuy is enough, but the gabe another halacha, you need two chuyas. Those are contradicting. You have to be consistent. Either it's one chuyah by both areas, or two chuyos by both areas. And that's the time we say you can't pass like two chumras when they actually contradict each other. But back inside the Gemara. Aval hecha de lo sasir hadade. When the two different halachas don't contradict each other, avdinan, you're allowed to. You're allowed to do so. So, there's so many examples. I can be machmir by what type of esrog I have. I can be machmir by, not carrying in an eruv. These are two different halachas, nothing to do with each other. They're not contradicting each other. The fact my esrog with a certain black spot has nothing to do with an eruv going around a city. So if it's two different areas that are not tolerant on each other, it's fine. It's only when the two halachas are having underlying the same concept, holding, indicating the psak of halacha of each one, that would be where it would be an issue of contradicting each other. The Gemara now says that aval vehecha the sasi hadadei lavdinan. Is it true when they contradict each other, you can't pass like two chumras? We're about to present a Mishnah that says Rabbi Kiva passing like two different chumras, even though they were contradictory to each other. So we do have instances where you can pass like two chumras even when it's so each other. What's the example? So the Gemara says meisiv Rav Misharshia meisiv Rabbi Akiva shalikit esog beechad b'shvat. He collected an esog on the first day of Shvat, which is Rosh Hashanah, according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel is not until Tu B'Shvat. So what's the relevance of all this? We'll go back inside the Gemara in just a moment, but just look at Rashi. Rashi says that Shnei Isurin, Shnia Yotzei V'Shlishis Nichneset Havia. It was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and entering into the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So what's the difference between the second and third year? So Shana Shniya L'Shmita, Maaser Rishon V'Sheni, V'Shlishis is Maaser Rishon U'Maaser Ani. So let me explain. Of the 6 years outside of Shmita, the 6 years, so every single year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the way it works is the farmer gives Chuma to the Kohen. First, 1/50th, Be'etzem, Be'erach rather goes to a Kohen. Then you give Maaser Rishon, 1/10th to the Levi. So let's give 100 grapes. So you give 2 grapes, 1/50th to the Kohen. So now 98 left. And you give around 9, 10 grapes of Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Now the next step, the third thing you're mafish, is either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni is where the you have now around 88 left, 88 grapes. So now you take another Maaser, around another 9 now, and those 9 grapes, if it's Maaser Sheni, the farmer takes the grapes and eats them within the walls of Yerushalayim. If it's Maaser Ani, that Maaser goes to Anani. So again, every year it's Chuma and Maaser Rishon, and then alternating years we'll see it's either Maaser Sheni or it's going to be Maaser Ani for that third Hafrasha. So what we learn from here, that Rashi explains to us, that in years of 1 and 2, so it's going to be Maaser Sheni, and 5 and years 1, 2, 4, 5, 1, 2, 4, 5 are all Maaser Sheni, you take it to your Shlaim, and years 3 and 6 are Maaser Ani, you give it to the Ani. So it's very relevant, you have to know who you're giving the Maaser to. This third one, are you taking for yourself to eat your Shlaim, or are you giving it to the Ani in that year? So the Gemara says he wasn't sure. So what did he do? Rabbi Kiva did 2 Maasers that year. He took Maaser twice. He did a Maaser Rishon. He did Chuma, Maaser Rishon. Then he did a Maaser Sheni and also Maaser Ani to cover his bases. Because what time does a year begin? When it comes to trees, the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos is either first day of Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. One of those. Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, first Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So now, if he picked the Esog before Alf Shvat, it was certainly the second year. If he picked it after Tu B'Shvat, it was certainly the third year. But since he picked it during that 2-week period, which we don't know when it's the second year or the third year, he did two Isurin. Two Isurin and with a sin. What?
The tree versus the year of the Shemitah, though. Then Tu B'Shvat and the Al Shvat is for the year of the tree.
Yeah, this is the tree. Esrog's the tree.
But are we counting Shemitah years? Like in the, which
No, when it comes to the trees of the Shemitah year of that year, exactly, yeah.
It goes by the tree year.
Exactly. Shemitah is in terms of working the land, but in terms of when the Maaser Rishon Sheni Shlishi kick in, it's based on this. Exactly. So now back inside the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, Maaser b'Rebbe Akiva. Shalikit esog b'echad b'shvat. He picked an esog on the first day of Shvat. V'nogba beiz yisurim. He took Maaser, 2 Maaser. Echad b'kidivei Beis Shammai, who held now with Alf Shvat, it's the new year, it's the third year, which means he would give Maaser Ani. V'echad k'divei Beis Hillel, who holds it's still considered the second year because Tu B'Shvat hadn't yet come. So he gave 2 Maasers. So now, according to the by the Tosos on the side here, he says he didn't really take 2 Maaser. He says Tosos v'nagba beiz isurim mefarsh b'yushalmi sh'isur al tenai v'chalu v'nasu l'anim. He actually took Maaser once Bin Mei Tanai, if it's really like this, a binin, it's Maaser Sheni. If it was like that, a binin, it's Maaser Ani, and he was machal it onto the fruit to give it to the Aniyim. But he only took Maaser once. But according to the Pashup Shad in the Bavli, he took Maaser twice. And then the Gemara says, Echa Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Echa Kedivrei Beis Hillel. So how could it be? That's a stira.
But the bottom line is, he actually lost the money twice because he had to give it to the Aniyim, and then he had to take what he did halal, he's going to have to go to Rishalayim and eat it also. Right.
No, he doesn't lose twice, no.
Why?
He has to eat it.
Take the money that he took and eat it in Yerushalayim. That money he has to buy in Yerushalayim. Meaning it's not once, it's twice. It's just that he did it once.
No, but he eats the food. He eats the food in Maaser Sheni. Either way, he gets to eat Maaser Sheni. He doesn't lose that food.
But you never lose it for the Maaser Sheni. But he still has to go to Yerushalayim and eat it.
Once he was mechal. So the Gemara now says, in the end of the day, what's the question? The question is, he did two chumras, which are opposed to each other. He passed like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai at the same time, and they contradict each other. He should either pick like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And since we always pass like Beis Hillel, he should have said, this is clearly still the second year, because Tu B'Shvat hasn't yet come. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Kiva Gamre, he was Gomer, this Mesorah, and that he istapik lay, v'lo yada I Beis Hillel b'echa B'Shvat Amar, I b'chameis B'Shvat Amar. He knew he passed like Beis Hillel. That wasn't a question. He just wasn't sure whether Beis Hillel was the one who says Al Shvat or was Beis Hillel the one who says Tu B'Shvat. It wasn't like we have in the Mishnah Rashi that was clear that Beis Shammai holds Al Shvat, Beis Hillel holds Tu B'Shvat. He wasn't sure. He didn't have such a Mesorah. He knew that there's Machlokas. He wasn't sure where Beis Hillel fell, so therefore he passed him like he was Machmir in order to cover his bases so that he passed him like Beis Hillel. That's why he did this. But not because it was so to each other. The Gemara now goes on to say further, Yosef Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Huna, but Yosef Kamar, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Machlokes Bisratia Mikan, Bisratia Mikan. This Machlokes we were discussing about the Muvos Mufulashim Rashi says. The alleyways that pass through with the Rishis Rabbim on each side. And we have Machlokes Tanakama and Chananya. What exactly do you need in order to fix the side of it? Was it a Lechi? Was it a Delos? So Gemara says, this whole machlokas is only true when on both ends of the mavoi is a sratya, sratya mikan, v'sratya mikan. A sratya is a form of a rishis rabim. Or v'platya mikan, you have another type of rishis rabim on both ends. That was when they had the machlokas. But if it's a case of al sratya mikan ubika, if you have only rishis rabim on one end, and there's a bika, which is a field. No, rabim don't hang out in the field. It's only a karmelis. So then, mikan, or you have a bika mikan, or you have a field on both ends, all you need to do, according to everybody, is that she'osa tzuras pesach mikan, v'lecha v'kor mikan, build the tzuras of pesach on one end, and put a lechi or a kor on the other end, and you're covered. The whole question of adelis is only true when there's a rishis rabim on both ends, but once you have something else, a field or a karmelis on the other end, that breaks the even flow, and it's sufficient even without an actual door. So Gemara now says, Hashem, now that we've established, the Brisa said, Srati Mikan, Ubika Mikan, if you have one end Rishis Rabim and one end is a Bika of some sort, all you have to do is She'osel Turs HaPesach Mikan and Alechi Yokor Mikan, so then certainly, why the Brisa have to go on to say, Bika Mikan, Ubika Mikan, Ibai? Obviously, if one field on one side is enough to no longer need a Delos, certainly a Bika on both ends don't require a Delos, why does it have to give that further example? So the Gemara says, now, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Sratya mikan ubika mikan. If you have a rishis rabim on one end of the mavoi, and you have a bika on the other end, it's a nas. It's made kibika mikan bika mikan. It has the same din as if there was a field on both ends, a bika in both ends, which would certainly not require a delos. That's all. We're equating this concept, the sratya mikan ubika mikan, to that of bika mikan ubika mikan. And the Gemara says further that umisayim ba, and after establishing the different scenarios when this homachlokas of the mavoi mefulash would take place, umisayim ba, they concluded mishmei derav Yehuda, im haya mavoi kala lirachva ein tzarach klum. The rachva we saw already before, early in the Masechta, the rachva is an area, it's like a backyard. And their backyards weren't really used like we have like to play in. Their backyards were like, it was a dumping area, it was a garbage, no one hung out back there. It was imagining a between houses. There's like some alleyway where they threw the garbage in. It wasn't used by anyone. So if there's a rachva, if the alleyway ends into a rachva, it's in essence considered closed off because nobody used it. Then ain't a klum. You don't need to fix anything on that side of the rachva, and all you have to do is fix the side that enters the rishus rabim. So in other words, if one end of the mavoi is rishus rabim, the other end is a rachva, even though there's no wall, that rachva is considered like a wall, and you only need to fix the area that enters into the rishus rabim with a lechi or a korah. So the Gemara now says, finishing off the Amud here, Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef. Hod Rav Yehuda de Shmuelhi. This statement of Rav Yehuda is consistent with, or perhaps from Shmuel. We know Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. He was called Shinna. Shmuel oftentimes called Rav Yehuda Shinna, a very sharp one. He was a sharp Talmud. So Rav Yehuda's statement here must have been from his Rebbe Shmuelhi. Why do we conclude that? Because is either Rav, if it was that of Rav, Tashid Rav Ad Rav Batarti. Because then we have a contradiction of Rav of two different statements. The Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Mavoi Shinifrats Bimiluo Lechatzer Vinifritza Chatzer Kinegdo Chatzer Muteres Umavoi Aser. So what's going on here? So let's take this again. Rav holds, if you have a Mavoi that's been breached, the Miluo, the opening, is entirely breached open to a courtyard. And now the courtyard, Kinegdo, the courtyard itself is a mutter, but the mavoi is asur. So you take a look at the picture here. You have a picture where you have, one end of the mavoi is rishus rabim. The back end of the mavoi is a chatzir, but that chatzir ultimately leads to another mavoi behind it. So if you kind of circumvent the chatzir, the mavoi goes directly into rishus rabim on the other end. But to get to the rishus rabim on the other end, you have to go through the chatzir. So we have from here, that chatzir itself is actually fine, because it's mostly walled in. If you look at the chatzar overall, there's walls around it, except for a few breaches. We tolerate some openings. You have openings in a chatzar wall. But the problem is, from the perspective of the mavoi is considered a mavoi mufulash, and it would be aser to use that mavoi unless you have to do some type of fix to it, put a lechi or korah in order to allow the usage of it. So that's what's going on here. So why is this any different? So the Gemara says, Vamai, why do you have to fix that end of the chatzar? Leve kamavoi shekala l'rachba. If we said above, according to Rav Yehuda, that if a mavoi ends up into a rachva, you don't need to fix that end. So how come when it ends up in a chatzir, does Rav require you to fix it? There seems to be it's a contradiction. So it must be that Rav Yehuda does not pass a Rav. Rav seemingly would require, if it mavoi ended in a rachva, it would also require some type of lechi or korah, just like if it ended up in a chatzir, requires a lechi or korah. Fine. So the Gemara then says, everyone's good, should we read Rashi's for some clarity? Everyone's okay with this? Okay. So the Gemara then says, I'm actually looking at Rashi myself just for 1 second here. Okay, so Gemara now says, as follows, Amar lei ana lo yadana. I don't know exactly who holds what, but what I do know is there's a uvda havi, there's once a maisa that I witnessed. This is what Rav Yosef was saying to Abaye. Says, I just know there's an uvda that once happened, a maisa that took place, Bedura the Ravasa, in a certain village. Ravasa is Roam, a shepherd, the village of shepherds. It was a mavoi shekala l'rachbava. And the mavoi on one end was rishis rabim, the other end landed in the rachva behind the houses. V'asa l'kamei de Rav Yehuda, and they went to Rav Yehuda, v'lo atzrichi lei v'lo midi, he didn't require anything. No tikkun. V'kashe mishmei de Rav, tevei mishmei de Shmuel, v'lo kashe midi. And if you have a problem because he's quoting Rav, okay, so let's switch. He was quoting Shmuel. That's fine. He's like, I say, I'm not getting involved. All I know is there was a maisa that took place in this village, and Rav Yehuda did not require anything when it landed in the Ruchava. Okay, you tell me Rav would be a contradiction, so I'll switch it to Shmuel. I'm okay with who you quote from. I know Halacha Maisa. The whole event, how it got here, I don't know. So the Gemara now says, Hashad Amr Le Rav Sheshis Le Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Amr Le others say, Le Rav Yosef Bar Abba. Asvir lecha, let me explain to you. Kan she'irvu, kan shel irvu. There are two different cases here. So we have to explain, there are two different concepts that are going on. Up until now, we've been talking about closing in a mavoi, with a lechi, with a korah, with a delos, with a tzurta pesach. There's a second concept which we have not been introduced yet, which is a concept of Erev. Erev is in making sure all the owners are coming together. Like, for example, when it comes to building an Erev, you need two things. Number one is you need to build a fence around the city, a wall, which are the strings and Turas HaPesach. Number two is you have to have everyone own it together. Because even if there's a wall, if we all have partners here, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. We have World Shutzvis here. So So by us, everyone's shul pays money, and there's a matzah sitting somewhere in the city, and someone's shul, there's a matzah, we all pay money towards that Erev. That's called Erev Chatzeres. That puts us all together as under one ownership. So the issue here is a secondary issue of the Erev. We call an Erev, you know, the string. The Erev is really the Erev Chatzeres, which is really the matzah. So we call an Erev as a string, but really, we're talking about here with a case where there was an Erev versus no Erev. So that's the concern. Exactly. The reason why the chatzer was usser, right. Not because the chatzer, because the mavoi jumped over the chatzer into Rishis Rabban. That's fine. Like the mavoi into the chatzer is just like a mavoi into Rechava. But the question was, since it's a chatzer, you also need an eruv to include everyone as part of the ownership, and that's the difference. That's what was lacking. So the Gemara said, let's say that one more time. The Gemara explains that kan she'irvu, kan shlo irvu. The rabba, the rab nami lo kasher, that too is not a contradiction. Kan she'irvu b'nei chatz and b'nei mavoi, kan shel irvu. That's the difference. If you look at, there's a long Rashi, we don't need to look at Rashi, but...
what's the case that she'irvu, that they did Erev Chatzeres, the houses that are in the chatzer, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that case, that becomes a separate... Is that more chamor or is more meikel?
Where there's an Erev, it's mutter, where there's no Erev, it's not mutter.
But the whole idea is that is what the halacha is with the mavui, not with the chatzah, right?
Meaning, the chatzah is permitted, right?
We are looking at the end of the mavui that has the border with the chatzah.
Right. Let's look at Rashi. I think Rashi put things together. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but let's see Rashi kind of pieces everything together. Rashi says the last narrow line. Rashi explains the last two: kan she'irvu, kan shelo irvu. Klomer hai mavui aser. The Kamar Rav, that case where the Mavoi led into the Chatzer, where we said the Chatzer is permitted, but the Mavoi is not, that's Yesh Chilik Badavar. Shepamim Aser, Pamim Mutter. Irvu B'nei HaChatzer Im B'nei Mavoi. If they made an Erev together, the people of the Mavoi with the people of the Chatzer, then B'nei Mavoi are Mutarin. Deha Aser Le Rav, La Mishim Mefulash Ka Aser Le. He wasn't Aser because it was Mefulash. That he was fine with, because it ended up in the Chatzer. That's not Mefulash. Kidmok Min on the Kaman, B'zeh Shalok Keneged Zeh. We'll ignore that piece for now. V'hai nifritza chater kinegdo mishum rebusa the chater naked the chiddush from the chater the afagav the rabim nichnasin labezu v'yotzin labezu afilachi sharia hova nifritza bepachas me'eser the chashiv kapesa chater. We have to ignore this piece. The Gemara tomorrow's daf is going to speak about how wide the breach was, but either way, the breach wasn't big enough to call mefulash. Shalagabi mefulash, this mavo is completely mutter. Exactly, into the chatzer with mutter. We'll see the details tomorrow. So the breach, the mefulash, it's not mefulash. It's mutter with respect to the din of mefulash. But why was it aser? Aval iser mavoi la mishum pirtzu the kosel shekinegdehu. Not because of the breach. El mishum b'dmei chatzer aser alea kilo irvu. When they didn't make an erev, the people of the chatzer, with the mavoi, they had the right to ask the mavoi people on their chatzer. Or their mavoi, actually. The chayven dili didei havi milu pirtzu. This is going to be a little complicated now because we didn't see this yet. So either way, that's the point here. Lagabe mefulash, the wall is closed enough to be considered it closed, but Lagabe, the air of them working together, was not present. So when there's no air of them together, it's us and the mavoi, but when there is an air where they group together, it would be permitted to carry in the mavoi. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow.
None of the